Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Lots going on at the moment. It's very busy times. Obviously, we're off to the Isle of Wight Festival tomorrow and everything as well. One thing that's got kind of lost in all the craziness is that it's Father's Day on Sunday. So keep an eye out on that. You know, don't get caught short. I've been looking at presents online for my dad, Nigel, and I found this brilliant little shop on Etsy that do... the only way to describe it is bespoke baking goods.
Hey, that's...
So, like, stuff to use for baking.
Yeah.
But you can get, like, stuff written on them. Because my dad has got into... You know what dads do? They go through, like, different hobbies and all that. Yeah. He was tracing the family tree a couple of months ago. Now he's baking his own bread.
Oh, OK, right.
So he's got into his bread baking. And on there, they've got... bread baking tins, those little tins you can put in the oven and the bread rises out of it. But here's the key thing. You can get stuff written on the side. Yeah. So the examples they've got in the photo on the Etsy shop are rise to the occasion or baked with love or dad, I need you. See what they've done there?
I like that.
So I've got it here. I'm going to put an order in. And obviously time is of the essence. Probably even left it too late. But I just need a stonking... bread pun to put on the side of it to send it to my dad, because I would say puns aren't really my strength. I'm not very good at that kind of thing. So if you've got a good like bread pun that I could put on the side of my dad's bread tin.
I enjoy a good pun. But
you enjoy them, but are you any good at them? That's the question.
Okay. Well, I have one for you.
Okay.
I have one for you. That I've literally... Let's see if this works. Get a bigger bang for your bake.
Okay. Is that a pun?
Yeah.
Get a bigger bang for your bake.
Well, because the phrase... Don't look at me like that.
I like it. I'm just working it through in my head.
The phrase is normally get a bigger bang for your buck, isn't it?
Bigger bang for...
So
yes.
I've changed... The only word I've changed is buck to bake. Get a bigger bang for your bake.
I appreciate it. It's going on the list. Do you know what? It's going on the list is what I say sometimes when people request songs that are terrible.
Exactly.
And
I
we just
lie
to them on the phone.
Yeah.
I feel bad for saying that. But I thank you for getting involved. I can't do puns, so I know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Andrea says, good things come to those who bake. It's not bad. Paul says, a bit of a father-son thing here, finally proving you wrong.
That's good.
That's not bad, is it?
That's better, yeah.
The quality's getting better. So a bread-based pun. Look at Richie's face there, really thinking now. Bread-based pun to put on the side of my dad's bespoke baking tin for Father's Day. Some of the puns that are coming in pretty good. I've got a feeling that I'm going to have a success by 5 o'clock tonight. Do you
and
know what
you're
mean?
Including some of mine in that, yeah?
What was your one before? It was about...
Get a bigger bang for your bake.
That's not bad.
I've come up with another one. I think it's better.
Okay, so this is an improvement on the last one. Right, hit me.
Bready or not, here I crumb.
Wasn't expecting crumb at the end there. I like that. It's got a Fugees type style to it as well.
Bready or not, here I crumb.
Right, so that's going to be in a bread advert pretty soon.
Yeah.
Warburton's or something. Lawrence says, Rye, do I love you, Daddy? It's ingrained.
That's very good.
Almost pushing it too far. Mick Coyle says, it's the yeast I could do.
Like it, Mick.
Julia says, nice baps. It's my dad we're talking about. It's Nigel.
I think that the standards are really increasing now. Neil, I think this is good. How about I need some dough, Dad?
I see what, in terms of borrowing money and stuff?
Yeah.
That's good, I like that. There's a lot of people going down the music theme. Wanted, Bread or a Rise, bit of a Bon Jovi tip to things. Colin says, Need You Tonight by INXS.
Very good. Mark suggesting, remember to dust your dough balls.
Not quite what I'm after, thanks very much. Cheers.
Kerry's hanging on, what you got for us, Kerry?
Bake me up before you go.
That's inspired, Kerry. What is your line of work? You've got a knack for this.
I'm a landscaper. I'm just laying a cobbled path in Winchester at the moment.
Now, you see, cobbles is a type of loaf as well, isn't it? You get a cobbled
loaf.
I know. I should have done something with that, shouldn't I? A cob.
I like that, though. So we've got the whole wham thing going there. Bake me up before you go.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And how's the path going? Is it looking good?
I've nearly finished it, but it's been baking hot today, I tell you.
I bet it's roasting. How do you know you're going to do it straight, though? If I imagine it going off to the left or to the right or something.
Yeah, because it's 192 cobbles and, a bit of a headache.
Who's wanting a cobbled path these days?
That's a good point.
Well, sure you want just, like, nice tarmac?
Crazy paving.
Well, the rest of it's all porcelain tiling, so it's a bit of a Mickey Mouse, you know. Of a,
do you know what? We feel personally invested in this. Could you give us a bell back and let us know when it's done and how it's come along?
Yeah, Thorn Gardens, it's called.
Nate has got a really good one here, but I'm not sure what you'll think of it because you're a man of principles. Nate says, live, loaf, laugh.
Oh, my word, that's so bad. That goes right to the very core of my soul.
I know.
This is going to be written on the side of my dad's bread baking tin, so I'm going to see it a hell of a lot, so I'm not sure I can deal with that. Tim says, plenty more yeast where this came from. Alison, very much on brand, says, how about bake me a winner?
It's very, very good.
It's good, isn't it? That's not bad.
Do it within five bakes.
Pushing it too far there. Someone else says, the inbred family. Thanks very much. I know we live in Devon and stuff, but that's a bit too far. And then eat my yeast, says Neil in Stoke-on-Trent. So it's a mixed bag. Some great stuff coming in. John says, that's rye, that's rye, that's rye, that's rye. I really love your tiger bread. That's not going to get on the side. Paul says, another one bites the crust. In Cobb we trust. Nice day for a white breading. Again, the quality's getting lower and lower. Dot, who's on the line now, sent a text in a few minutes ago that was an absolute cracker. You sent it in earlier, didn't you, Dot?
I did. It's we're only making pan for Nigel.
Oh.
So XTC song mixed up with a bit of GCSE French, as in pan, the word for bread.
Yeah.
You sound quite pleased with yourself with that one, Dot.
I was really pleased with that.
I think it's
pull onto a car park to send it.
That's great.
It's great. She's listened with detail that Nigel's your dad's name.
Yep.
And obviously the pan thing is bread-related, but rhymes better with the original song.
As you always say as well, exactly. I feel in the past couple of days we've had people, and we really appreciate this, people pulling over to get in touch with Home Time. It's that person that people want to get involved. Dot, we really appreciate it.
No worries.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
This weekend we're heading off down to the Isle of Wight Festival. You can catch the coverage on Absolute Radio itself Friday, Saturday, Sunday evenings as we bring you the best of what's been going on down at the festival. It's obviously going to be busy for us. Home Time coming from backstage tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
And then we have an extra show Saturday afternoon. Then we're doing our 80s versus 90s set on the River Stage at 4:15 Saturday afternoon. Two decades going head to head. Obviously, you have helped us come up with our decade related costumes.
Thanks.
that we're going to wear. Freddie Mercury has arrived. Keith Flint has arrived, ready for us to fly people on the Friday night. I am concerned about one thing. I feel that what we've done is we've got everything ready for the festival coverage side of things, the radio show side of things, our flyering, our costumes. Are we missing the basics? Are we actually, you and me, are we properly festival ready? Have we forgotten some kind of festival must-have? Is there a festival hack that we're unaware of that will make it easier for us?
Well, think about the things that are sometimes a bit of a pain about festivals, and that you need to kind of solve those problems. Like, for me, the bit I always find the most difficult is going for a wee-wee. surely someone's come up with an idea now that if you've got an idea for dealing with that without having to queue up for a port-a-loo.
Exactly.
I'll take that if
you have that hack, share it with us.
Nappy or something.
There's been previous ones. I always find, I'll say this seriously, I always find, and particularly with the hot weather this weekend, you go away to a festival and something chafes. So I'm mindful of taking some Vaseline this weekend or something or other, for example.
So you're going to Vaseline yourself up before we head out into
I don't know where, but, when you are...
Do you mean where specifically on your body or where you're going to do it beforehand?
No, I don't know exactly. I don't know where in my body or whereabouts I would be applying.
Okay.
If I've got it with me, it's ready when something starts to chafe. Not a problem. I've got me Vaseline.
I remember watching Liam Gallagher. This is not to do with Vaseline, by the way. Remember Liam Gallagher the other year when he was brilliant, headlining the festival. Even though Liam was fantastic, the overriding feeling I can remember from watching him was all my calves hurt from
there
standing.
There you go.
Is there anything to do with standing that people can help us out with? Any little sneaky seats you can get into the festival?
So we're after festival must-haves and little hacks that could help us this weekend.
I walked past a running shop on the way down to go to the train station each day. And they've always got some cool stuff in there, haven't they? Runners these days, loads of modern stuff. And there's this backpack in there that I think you're supposed to put water in it or Lucozade Sport.
Yeah.
So if you're doing a marathon or whatever, and you've maybe had a Paula Radcliffe and need to kind of fill back up again, you can that's got a tube coming out the back of the bag, and you can just suck that whilst you're running around.
Fantastic.
Fill that with a bit of sherry or whatever.
Yes.
Because obviously that's another... What we're specifically doing here is identifying problems with being out all day, regardless of whether it's a festival or whatever. Yep. If you're out all day, you need to look at these problems and try and solve them. What to do with your drink? This could be it.
This is it. It's a problem-solving show. Home Time always has been. Festival hack. How about this one? Fruit pastels. Yeah. Keeps you hydrated without the need to go to the toilet.
Is that for real?
Well, that's what this person's claiming here. We're after your festival.
That's what people do when you see them at festivals. They're all chewing their faces off. Fruit pastels,
must
isn't
be
it?
What it is.
It must be what it is.
We're after your festival hacks. Make sure that we are ready for the weekend on the Isle of Wight. Fruit pastels appears to be the way forward.
This text, they don't leave a name, say, get yourself a Texas catheter. I'm not actually going to Google that. Sounds like an awful movie.
Claire, what do we need to do?
So, for chafing, especially in your, like, thighs.
Right. okay.
Asda sell their own brand baby product that's a liquid talcum powder.
Liquid talc?
Yeah, and you just put it on like a moisturiser, let it dry.
Right.
And you're, like, as smooth as butter, so it doesn't, like, stick to each other when it's hot and stuff.
Can I just say, right, we're talking about the Isle of Wight Festival here. This is the furthest point from rock and roll, what is being discussed. It really is.
Yeah, but I think Claire's being really helpful here. It might not feel like rock and roll, but if it's stopping chafing in the middle of Muse on Sunday night, we'll be grateful for it.
I might be sharing a hotel room with you. You'd have to go in the bathroom and doing that. I'm not watching it.
Definitely. It's a must-have whenever we go on holiday.
Good on you. Lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Gemma says, I always used to take a child's sledge with me to drag all my camping stuff and supplies on. Saves having to carry it or loads of trips back and forth to the car.
I could drag you around the festival like a deity.
If
you were in the Amazon back in the day.
And Bex is in Pompey, not far from the island. Blow up shark and his friends, the mini blow up flamingos. Visual aid for when the group have split up and need to be reunited. Especially useful for wee breaks.
Weird one that's coming here from BJ says, guys, if you're lucky, you may have access to a nearby public swimming pool. So if you get in early, use it as a bath and be super clean for the festival. What on earth's going on there?
Colin, what have you got for us?
With my tip, boys, if you're a man of a certain age, which you both are, you're very welcome, when you're camping and you get up in the middle of the night needing a wee and you think, oh, here we go, flip-flops on, stumble across a campsite, trying to find a toilet, save all that. Buy yourself a nice big water bottle, a sort of 5-litre water bottle from the supermarket, drink the water, and what is left is a perfectly good port-a-loo.
Which you're then going to need to fill up because you've just drunk 5 litres of water.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to drink it. You can just pour it out and drink beer instead.
Colin, have you used this? Have you put this into effect anywhere?
I have just come back from Le Mans for the 24-hour car race, as I do every year with the boys. And trust me, it's a very, very good life tip. Now, the thing you have to be obviously cognizant of is you need to get the right size water bottle. That's all I'm saying. So discuss between yourself whether you need a 1-litre or a 5-litre. They're different size bottles, boys.
We'll just go for the small and be fine. Thanks very much.
More of your tips for festival going ahead of the Isle of Wight at the weekend. Maybe you're going. These could be helpful for you. Lucy, what can we be doing?
Yeah, I've got like butterfly-shaped fairy lights and then I drape them around me when I go to festivals. And then I can see the toilet. And then if I'm ever lost, then my friends can see me jumping up and down.
So just to confirm then, you literally drape fairy lights all around you so that you can be seen a mile off by friends and you can see what you're doing in the loo.
Exactly, yeah. And then if it's just a battery pack, I can just put that in my pocket.
Did I mishear you? Did you say they're battery fairy lights or butterfly fairy lights?
They're battery-operated, butterfly-shaped fairy lights, but I have skull ones as well. They work just as well.
Depends on the theme, doesn't it? If you're going to download, go and do that. And then I was going to say, they are battery-operated. You're not going to have, like, 5 or 6 extension leads. And they do quite long extension leads, but it reduces your range when you're in the festival, that, doesn't it?
Well, yes, yeah. You'd have to go to very small festivals.
OK, so Richie and I need to drape ourselves in fairy lights. And I'll tell you what you could do. If you're on the phone to me and you're trying to work out where I am, Richie, I'll say, hold on a minute, I'll just put the strobing flashing ones on now. You know the way fairy lights do that?
Exactly. And then you can be seen from really far away.
Well, we'll order some now. You can have the butterfly ones. I'll take the skull ones.
OK, sounds like a deal.
One final festival hack that's just come in this second. Take a printed out of order sign, stick it to a good portaloo, reserve your own bathroom.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Don't you hate choosing movies, being in charge of choosing a film? It's a nightmare, isn't it? So much pressure. That's why we do this thing called the Hometime Film Club. Every Thursday night, we kind of crowdsource a great load of suggestions for someone who's in need.
Now, we're in need because, obviously, we're heading off to the Isle of Wight Festival this week. Weekend, a music themed film would be great for us as we, you and I, crowd round a laptop on the train down there tomorrow.
Pair of earphone splitters.
Absolutely. I want to open up tonight. I think I might even be able to shut the thing down with my first suggestion.
Before you do, can we just underline this is not musicals, Rafter?
100%.
Not music. You're not going to give me a musical.
I'm not going to give you a musical.
Go on then.
I'm going to give you Footloose.
Oh no, that is good.
What a movie.
I don't know what the basis of that film is.
The basis is that Ren and his family have moved from the city to a small town and can't believe that they're living in a place where rock music and dancing are illegal.
All I remember from that movie is him putting headphones on and breaking every health and safety rule going by dancing around that log factory or whatever he's in.
You've got your Kevin Bacons and you've also got your Kenny Loggins.
That's, yeah, there's some great music
so
on
there. There you go.
That'll do. Right, I'll chuck a few back at you here. Flashdance. It's always had a special place in my heart, Flashdance.
What a movie, what a song.
What a great song, what a great movie, leg warmers, that kind of thing. And also, more modern one, I watched it not that long ago. Have you seen the movie Whiplash about the lad who's training to be like a pro drummer?
I've not seen that.
And that's it's weird. It's a weird film, but it's absolutely fantastic. So, like I say, we don't want a movie, we don't want The Hills Are Alive.
No, we do not want that.
We want films that are just kind of about me. Or, do you remember Ralph Macchio, the lad from Karate Kid?
Yes.
I think he was in like a blues movie called Crossroads.
Sounds good.
About amazing guitaring.
Sounds good. It's a fantastic song. I love me blues. So that's a valid suggestion. Music has to be the star of this movie as we get ready to head down to the festival tomorrow. Oscar-winning Bohemian Rhapsody being suggested by Claire Brown. It is a great movie. Oh, come on.
Just not having it, mate. Not interested. Stand By Me, says this person. River Phoenix, Corey Feldman. Jerry O'Connell, Kiefer Sutherland. It's weird, isn't it? It's almost like films that have got like something about music in them, like someone learns to play an instrument.
Yeah.
Or there's just films with a brilliant soundtrack, and that is a brilliant soundtrack.
From this category so far, 80's doing very well, you'd have to say.
Don't make it into this. Don't make it Partisan.
Dave, what are you suggesting?
Spinal Tap.
What an amazing movie that is.
It is. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, and especially if you're a musician like I am, everything in there you can really relate to.
Do you know what is amazing about Spinal Tap? A friend of mine is the TV national treasure, Mel Gedroych. I went to her birthday party and her daughters learnt to play Stonehenge, the song.
Oh, wow.
So they played it in the garden for her. And then out of the blue, I think her cousin was on the roof of the porter cabin where they were playing out the front of, and lowered down a tiny little polystyrene Stonehenge onto the floor as the finale to the gig. It's one of the most iconic things I've ever seen in my life. And that film endures, doesn't it?
It's absolutely. I mean, I've probably watched it 50 times at least. It's just you see something funny in it every time you see it, something you haven't seen before.
Well, Spinal Tap is going on the list and it's turned right up to 11, Dave, don't you worry.
Have a good time at the festival this weekend, guys.
Thanks, buddy, appreciate it.
Rob, what have you got for us?
Of course I do, yeah, it's School of Rock.
You can't go wrong with it. Jack Black.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's in his absolute prime.
Now, this is clever because also that's been turned into a musical and we don't want musicals.
We don't want musicals.
But it's a great movie. So the musical we don't care for, but the movie itself, it's Jack Black at his finest.
It is, it is. He's a fantastic actor. And also the kids are brilliant.
OK, well, listen, if you love Jack Black so much, why don't you marry him?
That's always coming.
Is he taken?
Well, let's not get into that. We'll ask. I can email. That's the best we can do. Oh, there you go. There's me email
he's
now.
He's replied already.
Oh, apparently, Jack's up for it. He's up for it.
Oh, good. I'll make myself available.
All right, great. Cheers.
Cheers, Rob.
Got Mark on the line. What movie should we watch?
Yeah, The Blues Brothers, of course. What else would you watch?
That's a good point. Tell us why The Blues Brothers is such a good movie inspired by music.
Well, because it is entirely inspired by music.
Fair enough.
Can't argue with it.
Can't argue with it. Don't beat around the bush there, fella.
That's brilliant. Great suggestion. It's a great movie, great soundtrack, yes. And it's inspired by music.
And even if he had to push, you could go for the Blues Brothers 2000.
All right, mate. Well, listen, are you available this time next week? Because we're going to do the feature again, I think.
I don't know.
We need to pick a film. We need to pick a film for our train journey to the Isle of Wight tomorrow.
It's going to be Spinal Tap.
It's a good one.
It's got to be. So many people suggesting it. We know it's good. It's going to put us... I can't think of a better film to put us in the mood for a festival.
Next time you hear from us, we will be at the Isle of Wight Festival. We will see you then.
Must remember to pack me Freddie Mercury costume.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.